The Queen Wins. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1887. Tarina walked round the garden, thinking just how lovely the flowers were, and how much she loved living in the pretty little vicarage in Oxfordshire. She knew how pleased her uncle would be to see the flamboyant blooms when he returned from the north. She was sure, as the weather had been bad, that he would have found few flowers to enjoy in Northumberland, and so he would be thrilled to be back in Oxfordshire again, where the sun was shining brightly. She wondered if his father, the Earl of Grandbrook, was still alive, and she was expecting a letter from him later in the day, telling her the latest news. The Honourable, the Reverend Richard Brooke, was the younger son of the 10th Earl of Grandbrook. As was traditional, his elder brother had gone into the army, and Richard was promised one of the parishes on the great estate belonging to his father. First, he had studied at Oxford to obtain his degree, and then he was ordained into the church. He had studied theology and had passed his examinations with first-class honours. Soon after his ordination, and he had started work in his parish in Northumberland, the bishop had asked him to return to Oxford. He felt that this summons was somewhat unfair to the parishioners on the estate, but it was too flattering an invitation to refuse. Richard Brooke soon proved himself outstanding amongst the parish priests of the Oxford diocese. Ever since Tarina was a small child, her mother having died when she was only 5, she had lived with her uncle. She found him a wonderful substitute for the father she could not remember. She had made many good friends in Oxford, and the students spoiled her every time they came to the vicarage to see her uncle. At 18 years old, she was afraid that if the Earl of Granbrook died, they would have to go and live in the north. There had, of course, been an older uncle between the Earl and her uncle Richard. He was the Viscount, who was very handsome and much sought after. However, as a soldier, he was sent to fight abroad, and sadly lost his life in the Crimean War. This had turned everything topsy-turvy. It meant that when the old Earl died and her uncle Richard succeeded to the earldom, he would undoubtedly have to abandon his career in the church. He would then have to look after the great ancestral home with its large estate in Northumberland that had been in the possession of the Granbrooks for 3 centuries. Tarina recognised that, as all her friends were in Oxford, she had no wish to go and live in the north. She had enjoyed visiting the ancestral home at Christmas, but last year the Earl had been in poor health, and the party had not been as entertaining as it had been in previous years. She could not envisage herself and her uncle being isolated there. They would be too far away from all the interests they had in the south, and would have to entertain considerably more than they did at present. In point of fact, as she had learned when she stayed at Granbrook Hall, any distinguished persons going to Northumberland expected to be invited by the Earl as a guest, and parties had to be given for them. Tarina thought, even though she enjoyed them, it would be tedious to have to entertain continually. When she looked back, she realised that most of the guests had been old. She was always the youngest and most often the only female present. "I just could not bear to leave you," she sighed to the flowers she had loved ever since she could remember. Then, as she walked back to the house, she thought how cosy and comfortable they were in the vicarage. Her uncle had always been so kind to her, and she realised how much he had adored his sister who was her mother. Elizabeth had been the only daughter of the Earl. She had often confessed that she had been spoiled by him and her brothers ever since she had been born. It was a genuine tragedy to Tarina that she could not remember her mother very clearly. She knew she had been soft, sweet and gentle, and had cuddled her long after she was a baby, and had sung her to sleep in a delightful, soothing voice. Tarina could hardly remember her father either. He had been, she reckoned, very strong and tall, and always carried her on his shoulders round the garden.